Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Legendary boxer Joe Frazier, who lived in Philly until his death in 2011, would have turned 81 years old today. His family and friends came together to celebrate his legacy and the Eagles playoff run at the same time. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
Smoking Joe Frazier was once the heavyweight champion of the world and trained young boxers in his gym on North Broad Street. His family, with the help of local leaders, were able to get a statue made in his honor in 2015. And as Eagles fans, they dressed his likeness in an Eagles hat and scarf to commemorate both his birthday and the big Eagles game. Councilman Jeffrey Young, who represents the area where Frazier's gym is located, says he hopes to help the family preserve his legacy.
He is our real life hero. We have to make sure that we honor our heroes and that the future generations know that we have real heroes that come from their communities that look like them, that fought to make sure that they have the opportunity to be where they are.
His family calls him the real-life Rocky Balboa, a man who moved to Philadelphia from South Carolina to train for what will become an illustrious career in boxing. Jacqueline Frazier Lied, Frazier's daughter, is a lawyer and former municipal court judge, but she also followed in his footsteps for a bit and won 5 championships.
I didn't expect to go into boxing, but it was such a privilege. And so I feel like I'm a part of the Philadelphia grand tradition of championship boxing.
They ended by doing a 10 count, a boxing tradition where a bell is rang 10 times to observe those who have died in the boxing world. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We love Smokin' Joe.